you for your word. Say after me, I believe your word.
I believe your word.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I
am. I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
And I will be what the word says I will be.
And I will be what the word says I will be.
I believe your word.
I believe your word.
I receive instructions from your word.
I receive instructions.
And abide by those instructions.
Abide by those instructions.
Without errors.
Without errors.
Without my mind.
Without my mind.
But by your spirit in me.
By your spirit in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want your Bibles. Open our Bibles to a quick one. I want to talk to us today on what I titled the gospel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The gospel. I'm going to be looking at different things in the course of this series. What the gospel really is. I'm going to identify what the gospel really is. Are you hearing me? What the gospel really is. I'm going to identify what the gospel is. We're going to know what is our part to play in the gospel. Are you hearing me? We need to know what our part is, right? Hallelujah. There are several things on the media. You know, the master said something in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the ends of the earth. He said, for a witness, right? Now, he referred to, he said, this gospel of the kingdom. If the gospel wasn't important, he wouldn't have said so. Hallelujah. So, in this series of the gospel, we're going to have an understanding of what the gospel is. In its totality. What the gospel is. What you shouldn't do with the gospel. Are you hearing me? First of all, let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start from there. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. Are you in Ephesians chapter 4? We're going to take some verses together. Let's start from verse 10. Or let us go down to verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles. He said some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Remember I told us I'm going to have time to teach us I'm going to teach us as regards these. Person. Hallelujah. It says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, he said, for the equipping of the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for the equipping of the saints. He said, for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are the saints? You know, if you are from a denomination, the Roman Catholic denomination, you would say the saints are those who are dead, right? Right? But let's know who the saints are. Saints are not those who are dead. Saints are the believers. Are you hearing me? The saints are the believers. Look at verses, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's look at that together. Let's know who he was writing to. Who are the saints? He said, Paul, an apostle, of Jesus Christ by the will of God. He said, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Did you see that? Paul wouldn't be writing to dead people now. How would dead people? No, he said to the saints which are in Ephesus and the faithful of who? Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I mean, the faithful in Jesus Christ or in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, he was writing to believers. Now, the believers are the saints. Hallelujah. Now, he said the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles, the prophets, he said their work is to do what? Is to equip. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another translation will tell you for the performing, for the perfecting of the saints. Say for the work of the ministry. perfecting. Does it mean the saints are not perfect? No. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word for perfecting is the word called charatismos. Hallelujah. See, Amen. Karatismos. Charatismos. It means furnishing. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening to me? It means furnishing. Now he gave the pastors, the leaders of the church, he says, so that the saints will be furnished. Hallelujah. Will be furnished. Another word used is the word to be made fit. Hallelujah. Did you see why you have pastors? Did you see why you have Zoma pastors and HCF leaders? He said, for the perfecting of the saints. For the making fit of the saints. So that you become fit. You become well furnished. Hallelujah. He said, for the work of the ministry. For the what? For the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. He said, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He gives us the importance of the ministry gifts. Hallelujah. Now, very important. He says, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? We're going to look at that. What is the work of the ministry? The word for work is the word for labor, the word for ministry, the word for service. Hallelujah. Diakonia. For service. Now he gives us the pastors to equip us for service. What is the work of the ministry? Let's open the Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Let's know what the work of the ministry is, right? Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. Are you there? We're going to start from verse 16. And the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Hallelujah. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, okay, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, I told us something. I've taught in this line before, years back. And I said, when he says baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, he's not telling you to baptize them into three different names. As some people will say, have you been baptized into the name of Jesus? I say yes. Have you been baptized into the name of the Father, the Son? You know, most people are funny. Hallelujah. He says, baptize them into the name. Not the names. The name. Meaning there's a name, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit recognize. Hallelujah. Now he says, baptize them in the name. If you go through the when the church started, when Paul came baptizing, Paul wasn't saying I baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, how which baptism? He was asking the church, he said, which baptism have you received? They said the baptism of John. Now he says, then he baptized them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What knowledge do they have? Jesus wasn't saying baptize people into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, some people go for water baptism and they say, oh, they're baptizing in the name of the Father. They'll put your head inside and bring you up. And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know? Hallelujah. Paul boasted. He said, I know I have not baptized anybody in this church with water. Right? He said, I came. He said, if I had baptized with water, He mentioned some few families he baptized with water. He said, if I baptized with water, you would have said, I have baptized you into my name. Right? When they were having dispute about Paul, Cephas, Apollos, and himself. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't baptize anyone into my name. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that baptism is not the baptism of water. What Jesus was telling them here was not the baptism of water. No, hallelujah.
Amen.
It was not the baptism of water.
Some people say before you take Holy Communion, you've got to be baptized with water.
No. The baptism of water was a Jewish, listen to me. The baptism of water came before Christ. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? It's a Jewish ritual. Are you hearing me? It's a Jewish ritual which was part of the old covenant ordinances that they had to keep. Are you hearing me? Now, there are different kinds of immersion. Different kind of baptism. There's what they call the water cleansing. These are different levels of cleansing. There's the water cleansing. The cleansing of some part of the body. I told her that whenever they are writing a scroll and they get to the name Yahuwah, they will have to drop their pen and go and wash. Are you hearing me? They do washing. They wash themselves. Before they eat, before they touch any holy thing, you must wash yourself. Now, at a certain age, you begin to have what they call the total immersion. Now, Jesus came, when he came to meet John, he said, baptize me to fulfill what? All righteousness, right? All righteousness. Are you listening to me? So when Jesus was to leave, he wasn't telling the disciples to baptize them, baptize people with water again. Are you hearing me? Now he said, all authority has been given to me. In heaven and on earth, he said, therefore go and make disciples. The word for disciples is the word for students. Hallelujah. Go and make students of every nation. Is he baptizing them in the name of Jesus? Now he's telling you, look at what Jesus was bringing to them. He was bringing to them the name, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit that tends to. Now he said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now what he was passing to them was that his name, listen to me, his name, that is the name that they should baptize into. And that was what Paul did when he came. Hallelujah. But we discovered that, remember I told us on chapter 1 of Acts to chapter 15, we had a baby church. So they were just doing everything and anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a lot of things was going on till chapter 15. Then they began to iron themselves out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for Paul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Mark chapter 16. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. What is the work of the ministry? You know, very important. Mark chapter 16. Are you there? You know, there are some people who go out and say, Jesus said all authority has been given unto him. I don't want to talk about that. So let me just hold on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 15. And he said to them, go into the world. Now he's saying, he said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Oh, oh, did you see that? It's the same thing. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. And do what? And preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He didn't say that he's baptized with water. No, hallelujah.
Yes.
Will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very important. He said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. What was Jesus communicating? He wasn't communicating anything different from what he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Can we go there? John chapter 3. What's the difference? Are you there? assuredly and say to you, unless one is born again.
I told us, that was 2016, I told us to be born again means to be born from above.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now he says, except one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what is the work of the ministry? The work of the ministry is in Jude. Somebody should read Jude verse 3. Somebody should run down to Jude verse 3. One person should read it out for us.
Jude verse 3. Beloved,
yeah.
When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Hallelujah. I love that. Hallelujah. Now, when Jude was writing, he communicated us that we have one salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have one salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The assignment given to one is the assignment given to all. To preach the gospel. That is the work of the ministry. The reason why you have a cell leader, the reason why you come for meetings to hear the word, is not for you to hear the word and keep quiet. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They came to meet him when he resurrected. He said, Master, when shall you now deliver unto us the kingdom? They were thinking the Messiah was to give them the physical kingdom of Israel back. Because Israel had been going from one captivity to the other. From the Babylonian, as though they were leaving Babylonian captivity, they were entering the Media Persian. From Media Persian to the Greece. From the Greece down again to the Roman captivity. They were just moving from captivity to captivity. And they were looking for their Messiah to come and deliver them. Now when Jesus came, hallelujah.
Amen.
When he came, hallelujah. Amen. After he died and he resurrected, he came to his disciples and he asked him, Master, when will you again deliver to us? He said, at this time, deliver unto us the kingdom? And he said, it's not for you to know the time. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, here is the next word. He said, ye shall be witness unto me. Ye shall be witness. What he says to one, he says to all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ye shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. He said to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you doing the work of the ministry?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you doing the work of the ministry? We teach you the word. I told you anything. You see, after the resurrection of Jesus, the epistles were written so that we would discover ourselves in him. Everything in the epistles, everything, every writing after the resurrection of the Master was for us to discover ourselves in him and who we are. Hallelujah. That is it. So, when we teach you the word, is that you go and make disciples. Everywhere in your streets, in your compound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You gauge yourself. How engaged am I in the things of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the church. Hallelujah. But there are some people, the Bible shows us that there are some who have zeal, but not according to knowledge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are some who have zeal, but not according to knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've met somebody once who came to preach the gospel to me. And I don't look down on people who come to preach the gospel to me. I love it when I see people stand in the bus and preach. But most times, you begin to hear some things that you're like, ah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
we're going to talk about, part of what we're going to be looking about is what is the content of the message. What is the content of the message of the gospel? We need to know what the content is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news. Any other news apart from good news is not a news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people now don't give bad news. Hallelujah. What is the gospel good news? He said, go preach the gospel. Go tell them of the good news. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
If I preach them, if I come with the good news and I'm mentioning hell, there's no news, there's no good in the news. Hallelujah. What is the good news? Well, look at it. Hallelujah. But first of all, who is supposed to do the work of the ministry? Is it the pastors alone? Who is supposed to do it? I want us to give an answer. Who is supposed to do it? The saints. Who are the saints? We are the saints. So, therefore, who is supposed to do the work of the ministry?
We all.
Can I hear you say that?
We all.
Who is supposed to do the work of the ministry?
We all.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
This place, who is supposed to do the work of the ministry?
We all.
I'm not hearing you.
We all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is our duty. You know, I was studying the writings of Paul some days back. And Paul, you see, I love, there's something I see. Whenever I read the writings of Paul, I always see a man who takes advantage of situations. Take advantage of situations to minister the gospel. He sees opportunities in everything to talk about the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were taking him to see Agrippa, I guess so. And on their way, the voyage, he gave a prophecy and they down looked him. They looked at him and said, look, who is this guy? When the captain is seeing that this road will be good. He's there, I foresee that our life will be of danger. The Bible says that they went ahead. Weather changed. They ran to meet him. What shall we do? He took advantage. Hallelujah. Take advantage of every situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead. What is the gospel? I said it's good news, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Let's open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. The gospel is good news. From the Greek, it's called euangelion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? Galatians, Galatians. I love this church. Now, here's something. Before, let me give you a background view of what the Galatian church is and what was about to happen. Now, Paul had to quickly write to them because in knowing what the gospel is, really what the gospel is, we need to know, pick out some things that are not contained in the gospel. Are you hearing me? You have to pick out some things. Now, the Galatian church is Paul's convert. They are Paul's convert. Are you hearing me? Now, listen to what happened. When Paul was away, some people from their midst, listen, began to preach another word. They began to confuse some things. Are you hearing me? Now, they almost, they were, okay, they couldn't because Paul was, has an eye over them. Are you hearing me? But they began to say some funny news. Or some people began to preach another doctrine, another word. Are you hearing me? Different from what they've been taught. Now Paul writes to them immediately to correct that
that error. Now look at one verse 6. Now look at what Paul is saying. He says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into grace, into the grace of Christ, to a different gospel. Now listen, listen to a different message. When he talked about a different gospel, not referring to a different good news. Now, to a different message. Hallelujah. Which is not another. Meaning, there is, did you hear that? He said, it is not another message. Are you listening to me? Meaning, it cannot be compared to what the good news is. Glory, hallelujah. But there are some who trouble you. The word for trouble is the word toroso. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Toroso is used in relation to a to the word trouble is using it in line with doctrine. The same one is used in Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. Can we look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 10? Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. Galatians 5, 10. Galatians chapter 5, verse 10. Now he says, I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. He's referring to, if you read from the context of what Paul was writing on, referring to those words who were teaching them another word. Another word. Hallelujah. The same word too was used in Acts chapter 15, verse 24. The same word toroso was used in Acts 15, 24. Now, he says, now Paul is saying, there are some who trouble you. Who trouble you, meaning who trouble you with other doctrines, with other words. Are you hearing me? Now we'll go ahead. And want to do what? Pervert the gospel. With this, you know what Paul was trying to communicate to them. Hallelujah. They try to pervert the gospel. But even if we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. The word accursed, listing, this does not mean Paul was not giving the church a right to curse them. Or they say, Chris, no. No, the word accursed is the word anathema, which means to be excommunicated, to be banned. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now he said, let such a one be excommunicated. Paul was not trying to teach the church to start cursing others. Listen, are you hearing me? So Paul was saying, let that one be excommunicated, let that one be banned. Shun yourself. Remember, Paul said the same thing to Timothy. He said, shun profane and what? He said, you should shun those words, shun the wrong doctrines. Take your ears off it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But rather, you should exercise thyself unto godliness. Hallelujah. And I showed us in that message the fact that he was referring to what? The word, the right word. He told Timothy how to even do it. He said, study to show thyself approved. As a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the words of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you study, you'll be able to see this one is not the right message. Hallelujah. Now what should that one do? The Bible says, let that one be accursed, be excommunicated, be banned. If that one is from your midst, stop that one from preaching. Hallelujah. Like I told you of the young guy years back, wanted to have a meeting and asked him to come and preach. And he came out and said, everybody close your eyes. And we all close our eyes. And he said, right now, bad angel is passing. Be quiet. After some minutes, he now said, yes, good angels are about to enter. Hallelujah. Say, let such a one. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Paul is saying it again in verse 9. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed, let him be banned. You see, when you see something repeated more than once in the scripture, it means what? I said that, I've thought of that before. It means what? Means it needs your attention. It is, if it's an instruction, it's an instruction you need to heed to. You need to listen to. Are you hearing me? It's for emphasis. The same word was said twice, verse 8 and verse 9. If anyone goes to preach another gospel to him, to you, Jesus is junior God. Another gospel to you. But sir, miracles happen. No! It is time, listen to me, it is time you stop looking for miracles and start looking at the word. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Your spiritual growth is not in miracles. Are you hearing me? Your growth is not in miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But how consistent you are in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel was preached by me, I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll just pick out a verse there and go ahead. So we need to rush. So, if anyone comes with any other gospel, what should be done to that person first of all?
Excommunication.
Ban. Because we start shouting excommunicated, you will now start looking. Yeah, excommunicate! Yeah, 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 excommunicated from Buddha Ultimate Search. Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Amen!
I said we should open to where? Verse 16. What? Was it verse 16? Verse 17, sorry. Verse 17, it says, for we are not so, as so many, peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. That's for you to understand what I'm passing across. Look at verse 14. It says, now thanks be to God, right? Okay, verses 12. Let's read according to the paragraph so that we understand. Now he said, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I have no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I departed from Macedonia. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. And through us diffuses the fragrance of his what? Of his knowledge in every place. He talks about himself. He talks about the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's talking about the gospel. He said, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who have been saved and among those who are perishing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So in this life, we now look at verse 17. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God. The word to peddle the word of God is the word to adulterate. To adulterate. Another word used word to retail the word of God. We're not like them. They are retail the word of God. You know what it means to retail or to adulterate? To retail means you begin to preach another message. You begin to preach self. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't preach self. Whenever you notice self in any message, you withdraw yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't preach. We don't retail the gospel. We don't adulterate it. We don't try to make it look good.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boldness. You don't try to make it suit the people. Because there's some people which are trying to make it, if the governor is sitting there, they try to make the gospel suit the governor. No! We are not like them that try to adulterate the gospel. We don't try to retell it. We don't try to better it. We don't try to fix the gospel. We don't fix the gospel. We say the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Parousia is the word.
Yes.
You are not afraid of anybody. You're not afraid of the situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Parousia, you are ready to say it. You're ready to give your life for the gospel.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Say, we don't.
We don't.
Say after me, we don't.
No.
We don't.
We don't.
We tell the gospel.
We tell the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now say, now if you want this word to work in your life, come and drop 10,000 naira in front. Hey! Are you hearing me? You know this, you want this miracle to work in your life? Come and touch my head with 10,000, with 1,000. After those that are giving 1,000, they discovered that just 5 people that came out to touch the head of the prophet, those 1,000. Okay, those that have 500, come. Those that have 200, do you know this anointing is Libra? Those that have 50 there, come. That is where you know there's a problem. We don't retail the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't retell the gospel. If you don't have, borrow from your friend. Come and touch the altar. We don't retell the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get bold about it. Tell your neighbor, we don't.
No.
Retell the gospel.
Retell the gospel.
For whatever thing. If you are in any gathering and you see that, withdraw yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Withdraw yourself. The Bible shows us 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to look at from verse 7. It says, but reject, because of time, but you can read the whole thing, right? It says, but reject profane and old wise fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. Hallelujah. What did they ask him to do? He said, to shun, to reject, to shun. The word used is the word to put away. Hallelujah. You have a choice. You have a choice. You are going to the church where the gospel is adulterated. You have a choice. Reject it. Are you hearing me? Stop being, is it you? You go for the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know something online today. I said, your knowledge, the quality of your life, is a determinant of your knowledge of Him. I'm serious. There are some people, from one church to the other, looking for healing, looking for miracles. But some others are going for the word. Hallelujah. 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 So, you already know the fact that you, number one, we don't retail the gospel. You go to a church where visions are more placed than the word of God. You listen to anybody who places vision more than the word of God, rejects. Hallelujah. You place the word of, you place visions above the word, reject. You know what I mean? Colossians chapter 3, you can read that.
You don't place visions above the world. Oh, I saw angel was telling me, an angel was telling you. Angel was telling you, or you were telling angel, I don't understand. But angel was telling you that, you know, if you get to heaven, you will, you know, Jesus does not live in our hearts. You know, the angel was telling me that when you die, you will see different hellfire. You see, there are people like that. They begin to tell you what is not. I know of a ministry that because of vision, the church separated. One went to the wife, one went to the husband. Because of vision, the wife was seeing vision and the man said, according to the scripture, it's not so. And no, in the church, the woman will be falling down and say, Holy Spirit is falling her. How? Withdraw. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? What is the gospel?
Good news.
Good news. Hallelujah. The gospel is good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. Go and preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are you in 1 Corinthians chapter 15? From verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel. Oh, Paul is about to tell us what the gospel is, right? Which I preach to you, which also you receive, and in which you stand. He said, by which you are saved. Bible referred to the gospel as the referred to it as the gospel of our salvation.
Hallelujah.
By which you are saved. He says, if you hold fast to that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, brother. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. The word for scriptures is the word cafe. Hallelujah. According to the scriptures, it talks about, as at this point, the word of Paul was not yet made scriptures, nor the book of Acts. The scriptures here were the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Now, he said, Christ died for us according to the scriptures, meaning according to the mouth of the prophets. Remember, he told Timothy that you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make thee
wise
unto salvation. The word used for that scripture there, he said, you have known the Holy Scripture, the word grammar, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Are you listening to me? Wise unto salvation. Now, in the writings, listen to me. In the writings of the Old Testament, from the mouth of the prophet, there were prophecies about him. Now, Paul is telling them, hey, the preaching that I told you, Christ died for your sins. Now, was it not in the scriptures that you saw it, that he died for your sins? Have you not read it? Now, he's trying to reaffirm them. He died for your sins. He died according to the scripture, according to the mouth of the prophet. He died. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Open your Bibles with me to John chapter 19. John 19 verse 36. We're going to do some readings together. John 19, are you there? John 19. Okay. Are you with me? Verse 36. When they broke the bones of the two thieves, then they did not break his own bone. Verse 36. For these things, let me show you some things that the prophet wrote. Are you hearing me? Now he said, for these things were done that the scripture referring to graphe, right, should be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And in another scripture, he says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Remember, they pierced him, right? So let's open our Bible to Exodus chapter 12, verse 46. Somebody should open to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Let's look at those two scriptures. Now, I want to show you that the prophet spoke about these things. Everything that happened, the prophet at one point or the other spoke about them. Remember, Isaiah said, spoke about him that he is the sheep to the slaughter, right? But I know everybody is aware of that one, so I'm not going to Isaiah. Right? Now let's look at this. Exodus chapter 12, verse 46. Are you there? Okay, somebody should read.
In one house, mm-hmm. it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, mm-hmm. nor shall you break one of his bones.
One of his bones. When you read this in the Old Testament, you don't know he was talking about the master. Well, you're talking about him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Talking about him, none of his bones shall be broken. You can read it all through. You understand? You begin to dissect those words. Zechariah. Somebody should open Zechariah. Who is in Zechariah?
Verse 10.
Chapter 12, verse 10.
Verse 10.
And I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, and as one mourn for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one.
Hallelujah. First, talking about his death. They prophesied about him. Now, when Paul was writing to them, he said, Christ died for you according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, Paul was giving them what the message is, what the gospel is. And the same thing, what he said to them, he says to who? What he said to one, he said to what Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, once he said it to them, he's saying it to us and everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back then. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now he says that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. And he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that he was seen by Cephas and then by the 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the gospel. Christ died, he was buried, and he resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel is not complete if the resurrection is not mentioned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people stick to the cross. I will go to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. No! The cross is not the gospel. Are you listening to me? In Christianity, as believers, we've not come to receive signs or cross. The cross was a means to an end. Are you listening to me? Somebody said, what is the cross? What is the benefit of cross to the believer? The benefit of the cross to the believer. The Bible says, cross is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Are you hearing me? My salvation was not rooted on the cross. The believer is not the one, listen, the believer is not the one, as I've always said, and I always say it, is not the one that died with Christ. The believer is the one that resurrected with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Are you hearing me? He died. He was buried. And he resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And where is he? He's in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is the gospel. That is the basis of everything that Christianity is founded on. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. Never see his death as the death of a martyr. The death of Jesus was not the death of a martyr. Never see the death of Jesus Christ as Jesus hanging between two thieves. It goes beyond that. It's spiritual. Hallelujah. It's beyond somebody dying on the cross. It's beyond nails going through his hands. Those are physical symbols. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are physical symbols. What is the benefit of his death? What is the benefit of his resurrection? And what is our place in the gospel? How important is the gospel in this world? We're going to be looking at that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will see his death on the cross. See his death as a meat or sprinkling blood. So we'll go to the rugged cross. Rugged cross. Old rugged cross and exchange it for car. What car? It's a spiritual affair. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. On that cross, it became sin for the whole world. For the whole world. It took the sins of every man, past, present, and future. That is the message. That is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In preaching the gospel, you don't talk about hell. In talking about the gospel, hell has no place in the gospel. The devil has no place in the gospel. Are you hearing me? There are some people who try to preach the gospel. There are some people who try to preach the gospel and try to hide and try to say, if you don't accept it, you go to hell. The gospel has got no place for hell. Are you hearing me? It's good news. Don't try to bring your emotion to it. No. No, hallelujah. Jesus did not die for the believers. No. He did not die for the Christians. No. Listen to that. Jesus didn't die for Christians. No. He died for the whole world. For the sinners, he died for the sinner. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He didn't die for the Christians. He died for the world. So, why are we going to tell them? We're telling them so that it's the good news. Why you are lost in sin? No, brother, that you have been, your sins have been paid on his account. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like that young guy whose bill has been paid on his account, but he is not aware.
Yes.
That is how a man who is not born again is. So you have compassion on them. You must have compassion on them so that you get to them with the gospel.
Yes, sir.
They are lost in the world. They need to be found. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, hey, you get to them. You see them that they are not walking in his will. Because why? He has died for them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you go to meet them and you tell them the word. Tell them the good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the good news is not complete if you just stop about his death. No, he resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says he resurrected that we should walk in newness of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all they need to do is to receive him so they will have this life. This life talks away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus died. He was buried and he resurrected. He didn't stay in the grave. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He resurrected victorious. That I too become victorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the gospel. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
We have been entrusted with this gospel. We have. We have all been entrusted with this gospel. It's not for the pastors alone. Even the pastors have been entrusted with this gospel. Everybody that is born again has been entrusted with this gospel to go tell the untold, to go reach the unreached. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any other gospel from this is not a gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the equipping of the saints, you are furnished with informations. Hallelujah. You are furnished with informations about yourself from the world. Hallelujah. Based on those informations you have concerning the world, you go ahead. Hallelujah. To do the work of the ministry. Part of the work of the ministry, part of the work of the ministry is telling the gospel to the unreached. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
The work of the ministry. The work of the ministry.
Amen.
Say, I'm not a pastor in one impactor, so therefore I cannot do the work of the ministry. It's for everybody, is irrespective of the ministry you are in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Irrespective of it. That's why we're teaching you the word. That's why we go for school of the word. We pray. We're teaching you. Hallelujah. We are imbibing this character in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the nature of God is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you go to tell about the gospel, you tell them the Son of God became the Son of Man. That the Son of Man should be the Son of God. That is the substitution work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the substitution work. While he was on the cross, he was not there as his own. Hallelujah. He was there for you and for me.
Amen.
The Bible says he was the sheep to the slaughter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like those old lamb that was taken to the slaughter in the Old Testament. Different nations, if you've seen, hallelujah, you will put your hands on it and your sin will be transferred. The same way, while he was taken to Pontius Pilate and was led to the cross, different nations touched him, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they touched him, there was a substitution work automatically going on. Hallelujah. He was the sheep to the slaughter. While they were flogging him, they were not flogging Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were putting the sins of the world on him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't see his death like Passion of the Christ will make you do. Hallelujah. Don't see his death as that. Hallelujah. His death is beyond physical. While those things were going on, something was happening in the realms of the spirit.
Yes.
Beyond the natural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beyond the natural. Hallelujah. He was the sheep to the slaughter.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he hung on the tree, he represented the whole world, the sins of the whole world before him, at his time and after him, past, present, and future. He held all was hanging on that tree. In preaching the gospel, you don't tell people come for your sins to be forgiven. Our sins were not forgiven. Our sins were remitted. We obtained remission of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you preach the gospel, you're not telling men to come and give their life to Christ. In the gospel, we don't give our lives to Christ. We receive him into us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the giver. We are the receivers.
Wow.
We are not giving anything. Hallelujah. How can we be giving him our lives? Suke. No. Hallelujah. We can't be giving him suke. We are receiving zoe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you preach the right message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You preach the gospel. That is the gospel. The gospel in its simple form. Jesus died for you. That's the gospel. No other love can be measured to this, that a man would die for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died for us. He was buried for us. Oh, never preach the gospel without telling them about what he did. Hallelujah. Never talk about the gospel without talking about this resurrection. That is the basis. That is the real. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he died, he talks about, we talk about our old nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he resurrected, we talk about our nature now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is who we are now. Hallelujah. New creation in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you make them know the life in Christ is what we receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He became a man, so that we as men should be called the sons of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You let them know. Hallelujah. You let them know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His headquarters is in us.
Yes.
He's in us.
Yes.
He's in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our heart, our body is his temple. Hallelujah. His home is in us. His office is in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are as him in this world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's some group of people that sang and they said, my sin was great, your love was greater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell them about his love. His love. His love is greater than any sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The preaching of the gospel is not the preaching of condemnation.
Yes.
Never add condemnation in the gospel. Because in the gospel there's no condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't bring condemnation into the gospel.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In a simple form, the gospel is Christ came. He died. He was buried. And he resurrected.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.